And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three, no more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out. Once the number three, being the third number, be reached, then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who, being naughty in my sight, shall snuff it.
One, two, three.
Welcome to Tulsa Topics Podcast, Episode 1. So it's Thanksgiving Eve. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Take a quick look at the weather to see what we have in store for us. Tonight, mostly clear, low 43 degrees Fahrenheit, winds light and variable. It's a beautiful day today. If you didn't get out and enjoy it, you definitely missed out. Tomorrow, it looks like a great day for Thanksgiving. Generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds. High 61 degrees Fahrenheit, winds north-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, low 34 degrees Fahrenheit, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looks like Friday and Saturday we're going to get some showers, which we definitely need because I believe there's grass fire warnings right now. Hope everybody has a safe and happy Thanksgiving. If you're traveling on the road, be careful for the showers and the weather where you're at. Hope you have a safe return and have good times with your family. This week, or like last weekend, we went out and saw a band that we'd seen before at Borders Bookstore. Just a couple of good guys with their guitars, and they're extremely talented. Saw them at a place called Joe's Bar over on Peoria. Saw that they were playing there and decided to go see them. Now, it's been about a year since we've seen them, and they're beginning to get a little bit more polished. But if you have a chance to see them, they're going to be playing live at the Hive, and it's 216 North Elgin in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th. All ages are welcome. There's four bands for the price of one, and the doors open at 7 p.m., and the cover is $5. The band that we're talking about is ADD. They have a website, and I'll put it on the show notes so you can easily click on it, but they have a couple of websites. One of them is myspace.com/ADDRocksOn, one word. Then they have their own website, which is worldwideweb.ADDRocksOn.com. I've got a song here that I'm going to play for you of some of the music they played the other night. This is off their newly released CD called Still Here, and it's actually the title cut of the CD. Don't know where to start. Again, that was ADD playing Still Here off their newly released CD. If you get a moment or get some time on Friday, don't know what to do, check them out live at the Hive, 216 North Elgin here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Be playing Friday, November the 25th, four bands for the price of one. Doors open at 7 p.m., covers $5 per person, open to all ages. Be four bands, A, D, and D, Wither, The Three Godfathers, and Chase Duncan Kirby. Just recently on one of the Tulsa bloggers' website, Me City Worker, that's MeCiteWurkor.com. Again, I'll have that link on my show notes for you. He brings up something that's happening in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, regarding the Charles Page Sand Springs home for orphans, and about it being slated for being demolished. He has a pretty good post as well as a poll online at his website. Now, I lived in Sand Springs from about, I want to say, 1969 to 74, or 68 to 74. And I guess at that time, the home was still being used. Now, it's been, I don't think it's been used for a while. Went out there the other day, took some photographs of the area of Sand Springs. It's kind of amazing when you go back home how everything used to seem really big, but it seems a lot smaller now. But I took some pictures of it, and there's a lot of people, the home children, the people that were actually raised at the Charles Page home, that are trying to prevent this from happening. And there's a Sand Springs Leader article on this that is slated for being demolished before the end of the year. But Jenny Chambers is quoted as saying in the Sand Springs Leader that very rarely do we have the opportunity to preserve the roots of a community. This building should be refurbished as a tribute to all those families that Charles Page helped, as a reminder that good people do good deeds. If you're interested in learning more about this, you can check out a couple of websites. One of them, like I said, is MeCityWorker.com. Another one is a story about the home kids, the kids that were raised there. And there's also a petition that you can sign. It's the website will be TheHomeKids.com. That's one word. Again, I'll have that on my show notes, so I'll make it an easy link to click and go see. I kind of find it disturbing anymore when people want to just tear down history. Earlier last week, actually, I think Wednesday of last week, I went to the Tulsa Library. The library was having Historic Tulsa at the Library, and the actual informational meeting that I went to was Deco Decadence in Tulsa. And I was amazed about how much Art Deco is in Tulsa still here, but I was more amazed about how much of it has been torn down, and how communities like South Beach, Miami, and New York have a tremendous amount of Art Deco left. And it's actually a draw to that area. A lot of people are really into Art Deco. After going to the informational meeting or the program on Deco Decadence, of course, you know, I'm into Art Deco now too. But it would be a lot more nice if people could preserve their roots, see where they're going, use it as a draw. The Sand Springs home, a lot of people, you know, were benefited greatly by that, and getting their home tore down just kind of really pains them in some way. It seems like the trustees of the Charles Page home could find a better use for it. Check it out. Let me know your thoughts. You can always email me here at TulsaTopics@gmail.com. Let your voice be heard on this issue. I know Sand Springs isn't Tulsa, but it's just a hop, skip, and a throwaway, so check it out. Let your voice be heard. Sign the petition. Again, I kind of find it ironic that that's really one of the last historical buildings in Sand Springs, and they want to tear it down. On top of it, there's a lot of people that were benefited by Charles Page and his willingness to open this orphanage up, or this home. And I think it would be a shame for this piece of history in Sand Springs to be demolished. I'm sure it would pain me greatly if my childhood home was just razed and tore down. That's it for this week's podcast. Don't have a lot, kind of a slow week here in Tulsa with the holidays, but there's a lot of issues that I'm going to try to bring out in the near future. Hopefully you'll tune in again, and again, have a safe and happy holiday. Be safe in your travels. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful about in Tulsa, but there's a lot of stuff to work on. There's a lot of stuff to bring up, let people become aware of it. Hopefully we'll get some of that voter apathy out of the way and get people more plugged in to local and city government. You know, trying to make your voice heard in government is not a bad thing, and I wish more people would get on the boat, get plugged in. And there's going to be a lot of that between now and the first of the year. We have a county vote coming up on for to fix or for to tweak the county, which I prefer the term for, since the county's in pretty good shape. Then it's not going to be too much longer before we have the primaries for city elections as well as the general election. So there's going to be a lot of content coming up on a lot of the blogs here in Tulsa. I do a shameful plug here, or shameless plug, for the Tulsa bloggers. There's about five or six of us that are in a very loosely knit organization that are trying to bring awareness. We all don't agree all the time, so sometimes you'll get three or four different viewpoints from different angles. But generally, there's some pretty good stuff out there, and you can visit the Tulsa Bloggers aggregate page at worldwideweb.tulsabloggers.org. Check them out, see what type of content's out there. Click on them and visit them regularly. Michael Bates is one of the members of the Tulsa Bloggers. He writes for the Urban Tulsa. He has a good article out this week. Check that out as well if you get a moment. So, till next week, hope you have a good Thanksgiving, and we're out of here.